Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program as it's a Friday. Training camp is upon us. Miami Dolphins, day 3 in the books. And then, man, before you know, we got to start getting ready for preseason games. And then the real deal. Kane's going to get going next week after they had media days this week. Anything newsworthy, Frog Boy? You see anything happen out of Bill Belichick's media day?
Or
was it all drama-free? I haven't seen anything viral, nothing with his new squeeze, nothing going on there, huh?
No news is good news, I guess, in his world in regards to this weird relationship he has going on. Unfortunately, no drama yet. I'm still watching.
I'm still watching you, dude. Leroy was impressed with his wardrobe yesterday. He thought that he looked good. He thought he was glowing.
Woman will do that to you. She'll make you dress up a little bit, you know. If not, he'd just be doing the sleeveless whatever.
But. I saw these rat Tar Heels were trying to make their way to the SEC. They're trying to skedaddle out of there.
You know what? Get out of here. We don't need you.
Well, here's the problem. What you fail to realize is the SEC don't give a damn about North Carolina football.
Nah.
But that basketball
is a
generator. And so when you join a conference, it encompasses all sports.
Here's the thing. You say that, you're going to lose one of the greatest rivalries in college basketball against Duke.
They'll still play.
Against Duke?
They'll still play. They make sure they make that happen.
They better. You know, now that Jim Larrañaga's gone, they're hightailing it out of there like a bunch of cowards.
The thing I hate about, because remember, 5 years ago I said this was going to happen. Remember that. That there were going to be two or three big conferences.
Yep.
But the problem is this. One of the things I loved about the conference was you played all the teams. And now they're so big that somebody can end up in a championship game and never have to play the bigger teams in the conference. And that's the part that, you know, that I don't like. So, for example, Alabama always going to play Auburn, right? Georgia is always going to play certain teams. If you break that up, what happens if LSU don't play Alabama 1 year or don't play Georgia 1 year? No matter how they, you know, split them up and LSU gets a free run, because they don't have to play the two top teams in the conference. And then one of those teams don't get to go because maybe there's a situation where they end up playing each other.
I guess the only thought, that's, you know, hopefully with expanded playoffs, they'll eventually face off. I mean, it's not going to happen for everybody, though. You know,
no, I know. But so we have, like, for example, Indiana. Indiana made it through a season. They only had to play one of the two. You know,
well, that was SMU last year.
SMU, same thing, right? SMU didn't play Clemson, and they didn't play Miami, right? So basically, when you're talking about the teams that are, you know, the bigger teams in the conference, they need to play each other.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. As Doral Volkswagen, choose for 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Got Tommy Tobin in studio with us here today. Hello, Tommy. How are you?
Good.
We're playing a Nerf catch during the break. We're trying to think greatest catches, Leroy. What is it? Because I was trying to explain to him the David Tyree catch. Remember that?
Oh, off his helmet?
Off the helmet.
That's a good one. Would say the Super Bowl where Roethlisberger hit in the corner.
Santonio Holmes.
Santonio
Holmes.
Yeah, I'll show you that
during
the break on
YouTube. Might have been one of the greatest throws and catches that I have probably ever seen.
You've seen the Odell catch, right? You've seen the one hand?
Yeah.
All the way back.
Can I tell you something about this Odell catch?
What? No, don't do it.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm not going to tell you not to do it. Go ahead. Say what you want to say.
I may or may not have said that ever since that catch, his career went down the drain, and it did spark a viral beef in the comment section, which is ironic because I was the one.
Oh, man, I remember this.
Now, usually I just say these things with no thoughts about what could happen in real life. And the worst possible thing that
How many
Odell went to the comedy club.
Odell Beckham
Jr. And you had to confront him.
Odell Beckham Jr. showed up to the Miami Improv.
No!
Odell Beckham Jr. Not that tall.
And you hobnobbed with him, didn't you?
Oh, I asked for a picture. I told him, never doubted you, champ.
Oh, my goodness.
Never doubted you, champ.
So let me get this straight. You put a comment on Instagram that was so viral, everybody hated you. What did you put that on, the ESPN NFL page?
Yeah, when they announced that he was parting ways with the Dolphins.
And you put entire career built off one catch?
Off one catch, over 50,000 interactions. a lot of people reminding me how little ball knowledge I have and also how pleasantly plump I was. Not a lot of nice people on the internet.
Hey, you know, you do realize that I think he had more yards than anybody in their first 3 years
trust
the NFL.
Me. That is everyone's go-to, the first 3 years. Yeah, we get it, dude. But, you know, there's a Cleveland stop. There's a Baltimore stop. There's an underwhelming stop in Los Angeles as well. Yeah, I get he won a championship.
My God, he would have. Wait. If he hadn't torn his ACL, he would have been the MVP of that game.
Really good in that.
You know, if Tua hadn't had concussions, if Derrick Rose would have never tore his knee,
all right, so
this and that.
So here's the problem with all of this is you're a phony.
What?
How you gonna put that out there? And you probably was the first one to dap him up and get a picture.
Mr. Beckham, can I get you anything?
Mr. Beckham. Ooh, it was sitting
so
right
what Leroy's saying. Oh, sorry.
No, you can go.
Oh,
okay.
All good.
What Leroy's saying is that you're not froggy, you're fraudy.
Wow, dude. That's an accurate assessment, unfortunately.
Wow.
But yes, I may be guilty of a little bit of fraudulence because I
am also, by the way, if it makes you feel any better, I'm also blocked on social media by Odell Beckham Jr.
Look at that.
But wait, here's the thing.
I think it's Ravens days or something
here's
like that.
Here's the thing. Here's why I'm pissed off about this.
Why?
About your fraudulent behavior.
What?
Because Tobin wasn't in.
Yeah, no.
We literally fought for 4 hours.
That's true.
Yeah. And you were the one going, what's a little 8 million? What was 10 million? 6 million?
Yeah, don't worry. I told him that. You know, I fought for you to come here, Odell. I just wanted you to know that. I was one of the people.
And you fought for his ass to be gone, too.
Fraud.
Fraud.
I don't know if I necessarily fought for him.
We fought all the time. He's like, what's the big deal? Come on. It'll be good. Man. He can be a slot guy. He was carrying on, and then this is what we get?
Fraud.
Yes.
Let's hear a little bit from Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel has given his assessment of multiple days of Minka Fitzpatrick on the practice field. And this is what the long-winded Dolphins coach had to say.
I don't like Minka because I was ready with the soundbite.
Somebody didn't have the soundbite ready.
All right, well, you get that ready. Yeah. The Miami Heat, they have signed Myron Gardner to a two-way deal. So it's him, Vlad Goldin. A lot of people think Drew Smith will get the last two-way deal.
What? Oh, he's still what are you doing with this?
I can't believe you're going to do this to poor Drew Smith?
More like Pooh Smith.
I don't like what you're doing, dude.
No. He's a good player if he ever plays. But, I mean, the wind gets
he's coming
windy.
Off an Achilles tear.
Isn't this like the second injury he's had in 2 years?
No. The first one wasn't his fault. That was that stupid court in Cleveland.
We're blaming the court.
It's because they play basketball on a mountain.
Yeah. Blame the court.
A professional basketball court. Like, this is the Final Four. Be like, oh, what if we put it on a platform?
Let me tell you his stats. 2.3 points.
I'm aware of what his stats are. You don't have to throw
injuries.
The thing is, you're doing this with a bottom of the roster guy. I don't know why you pick on him.
Yeah, emphasis of bottom of the roster.
You're the worst. Nikola Jovic also. Looking a little beefy, like he's put on a ton of muscle. Nikola Jovic told Euro Hoops, he said that he has not stopped working out since May. He took 1 week off. This guy's coming in.
This dude will go through to any depth of any country to get a quote from one of his guys.
That's true. That's good journalism.
You guys have to stop making fun of these football players or like whoever you're talking about. Because, you know, what if they're listening to you? Then they're after
I never thought about those repercussions. That's an interesting point. I mean, that is a good point. What if they're listening?
Hey, Tommy, you want to hear a story?
What?
He made fun of Kyle Lowry. And then we had to interview him.
Kyle Lowry used to play for the Miami Heat. But he used to play for the Raptors, and I wasn't a big fan of him. And then he became a Heat player, and Leroy was like, I'm going to tell him all the things that you said about him on the air. Sneaky. And so what I did was when Leroy was there, I tricked Leroy because Kyle Lowry loves golf just like Leroy does. Mm-hmm. And so we get him down, and I'm like, hey, Kyle, I hear you're a big golf fan. And Leroy's like, what's your handicap? And they never brought it up.
Classic diversion. Listen, Tommy, if you ever.
Hey. Now he probably
And
knows.
Then wait, soon as we were done, I looked over, and I'm like, damn, you got me.
Yep.
Look, if you ever have that same situation, Tommy, this is what you do. You, for some reason, your dad's upset. This is how you distract him. You say, you know what? They don't make him like Mike Lowell anymore.
They don't make him like Mike Lowell
that'll
anymore.
That'll completely distract
they
him.
They don't make him like Mike Lowell anymore.
From whatever you're talking about.
Here was Jovic. Look at him.
Whoa.
He is.
Come on.
He is looking swole in the workouts.
Beefy.
Hey,
what Serbia does to
question?
You.
Is
that what's AI? Up?
How is that Serbia?
That's Serbia. What do you mean?
No. Oh, the spelling of it.
Oh,
let me see that again.
Well, that's how Serbia spells things differently, dude.
Serbija.
Serbia.
Serbija.
You know, they have their own language, so they spell things differently.
Serbia.
They're just like, you know, no, be no, like no. Asking like why in China they spell it with why do they spell it in English? They don't. They'll use Chinese letters.
Hey,
interesting.
Did you just hear what this guy just said?
What are you talking about? Serbia.
Dude, you are.
What?
You. It's like my God.
It's like a Baja Blast.
I didn't hear him. What did he say?
Serbia.
Because you see how like Serbia spells their names, but they spell it because that's how you spell it in Serbian. You don't spell it in English. Serbia. They speak a different language. Serbia. And Leroy's wondering, why don't they spell Serbia like Serbia?
Wow.
Minus one to you.
Yeah, Leroy.
Let Serbia have its own language.
Come on, dude. Not everyone has to adapt to us.
I mean,
minus one.
I don't know how you get Serbia with only like two vowels.
Yeah. See, that's not my problem, though. That whole kilometers thing, though. I will never adapt.
Wow.
You know, the U.S. is the only country that doesn't use kilometers.
I will. That's right. That's how we're going to keep it.
I made a mistake one time. I was golfing.
I'm in feet.
And my rangefinder was accidentally on meters instead of yards.
Oh, wow. You must have thought you blasted it.
No, everything was coming up short.
Yikes.
Because 120 meters is like 134, 35 yards. So I was coming up short.
Man.
31?
You got Mike McDaniel ready?
Oh, yes.
All right, what do we got? What did he say on having Minka Fitzpatrick?
He said, I love Minka, and he's exceeding expectations.
You get super pumped when you're like, yes, that's what I was hoping for.
You know, that's my initial impressions. Why? Because I see a quiet guy that I engage with, mild mannered. He's cool, but he's, you know, kind of energy in a building. And then watch him put on a uniform and step on the grass, and you see a different energy and command. Just, you can tell that's his sacred place.
What do you think of that, Tommy? What do you think about the Dolphins coach?
I feel like, why does he always stutter?
Right. It takes a long time.
Or is that just your terrible Eddie?
No, it's not. No, it's not as terrible.
No, it's a fair assumption. But this time it's not me.
Wow. All right.
People like to say he thinks about his words.
Mm-hmm.
But
no, I feel like starting up Mike McDaniel.
No. Listen, let me correct you. Some of the things that come out of that man's mouth would indicate he is not thinking about his words.
Nope.
Nah, that's fair.
He's trying to say everything and nothing.
Yeah.
Well, he's one of those people that tries to answer the next question with the first question you asked.
Yep.
So it comes across as weird.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Ah, welcome back, everybody.
Football.
Tough football music is happening. Miami Dolphins in the midst of training camp. Day three in the books. We got a weird Christian Wilkins story. I don't get it. Except Raiders.
That's really the only explanation.
Just very, very strange. His best friend, Zach Sealer. Man's man.
Yeah,
Zach Sealer's decided, I'm not holding out. My word is oak. Even if I'm woefully underpaid, I'm not going to hold out.
My word is oak.
I feel like that's a thing that manly men say. My word is oak.
I can totally imagine him saying that.
I go, we go spit on the hand, handshake. That's the Zach Sealer way. Sealer it on up.
Man. Makes that sound when he spits in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He spits tobacco.
When I spit, no sound.
I will say, though, he looks so cool with the visor on.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he's got to now.
He looks menacing, even more menacing than he did before.
Yeah.
But Zach Sealer's like, he explained why he's not sitting out. This was what he had to say on that yesterday with his contract situation.
Well, I'm not going to talk in anyone else's decision. I think everyone's decision is their own path, their own journey. I have my path and my journey, and I think that, you know, prayed about it a bunch, talked to my wife, talked to my family, and, you know, end of the day, I'm going to be me. What got me to this point, what's got me here so far, and that's what I'm going to do every day. So that's how I take this approach.
Wow.
Yeah.
Totally. Yep.
Love that guy.
And although he should be commended for his attitude, the team will use that attitude and run right over him.
Yeah. Oh, I listen, nice guys usually finish last when it comes to this stuff.
Yep.
They usually do. And I can't imagine... You know, I can't imagine what just happened to his guy. I can't imagine that's one that if you're a player, you're just like, wait, what happened? You just cut me for what?
No.
That's that's pretty wild. Pretty wild. Here's a little bit more. He said he gave out on where things stand. Here's what Zach Sealer had to say on that.
I mean, so God's blessed me with amazing seasons here in Miami. I'm so fortunate to have the time I've had here and continue to have here. Obviously, all that stuff is between me and the team. What I really care about is getting out there on the field with the guys and building that camaraderie and the leadership with them. Getting to play next to KG, JP again, Chubb, Chop, all those guys. It's so good to be out there with those guys. I mean, summer's great and all, but, you know, after a while you kind of start going crazy. And it's so nice to get here, get into routine again, and really start to build that camaraderie and be with the guys again. So it's been a blessing.
Wow. Sounds like he's ready to get back to football. That's Zach Sealer. I like hanging out with my little buckaroo and the missus, but every once in a while, you just need the smell and sense of football to get back to Zach Sealer style. Feel like you're riding in the wind.
He's an outlaw.
Got to sit here and start wrangling up some quarterbacks. I'm looking at you, Quinn Ewers, Rook. Mm. We got a game here at Dolphins camp, Quinn Ewers. It's called Round Up the Rookie. You get a 5-second head start. I'm going to let you run out on the field.
Wow.
Then I'm going to wrangle you. And I'm going to hogtie you. And I'm going to hang you upside down from the goalposts. It's all in good fun.
That's like a rookie hazing. Is that what he does?
He gets it. He's from Texas. This was Zach Sealer saying that this is how he's working through the contract stuff, just focusing on football.
We have more than we ever imagined. I'm beyond blessed from these last 7 years alone. My wife and I love how our life has turned out, and it's just been awesome. Now, I do feel like I want to get I do feel that respect coming, and I feel like I've earned it. I know I've earned it. And I think something that we always joke about, my wife and I, is I played at D2. Christian likes to tell me that all the time. He still does. He told me that before we started camp. Mm-hmm. I was cut twice, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I know I have the best years ahead of me. I didn't play for 3 years in the NFL. I only played 2.5 in college. So you really think about it, like, I got less years under my belt than some rookies do. So I really feel like my best years are ahead of me, and I have all that knowledge and experience from the last 7 years. So I'm really excited to see what these next few years have in store for me.
See, now he's even trying to put that whole 30-year-old to rest. He's like, I'm not even a true 30.
Nah.
Right.
Not even a real 30.
Not even a real 30. D2 reps don't count.
But again, this has more to do with people finding reasons not to pay him versus reasons to pay him. So for every reason you come up with of why he shouldn't be paid, we can all come up with reasons why he should be paid. And that's the part that sucks.
Dade South says, didn't Sealer say that he's never cursed before? He did say that. He says he doesn't cuss. He's never cussed. No, I don't know what he does. I think he just, I don't know if like he just, I think he just grunts. It's probably what he does at the quarterbacks.
No time.
They're probably like, he's like, boom. And most people will say, F yeah. And he's just like, because he's a grizzly bear. That's how tough he is. He's tough.
Mm. Makes sense.
It's tough. I'm sorry. What was that? He's tough.
Tough.
Wait. How do you say that?
You made me laugh. I messed it up.
Laughing. Not tough.
Not tough. Grizzly bear. It's a grizzly bear. Tough. Frog boy.
Yes.
All right. So you want to do give us a little announcement here. What do we have? You got a new project coming up?
You know, I'm gonna announce something that's gonna be groundbreaking. I need everyone to be seated.
You're gonna be at work Monday?
You never know. You never know. But I know.
Point flip.
I know where you will be able to find me.
Hmm?
Because starting in about 2 weeks. If you guys are interested, if you're currently watching on our Twitch and YouTube, this is going to be beneficial for you. If you're watching at Miami 560 WQAM, then every Thursday, keep that in mind, every Thursday moving forward in about 2 weeks at 10 p.m., you will get the very exclusive, ladies and gentlemen, 560 After Dark, hosted by your boy, Frog Boy.
Wow.
Thursdays at 10 p.m. coming to the 560 streaming channels, 560 After Dark. It's going to be...
So, question.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to just throw this out there.
All right.
So, your ass can't come do this show.
Yeah.
But you could do additional shows.
No.
No, it sounds like a trade-off.
Different.
Way different, dude.
Completely different. Now, so, as you guys have seen, you know, the Frog Boy silliness has been missing from this key element of silly sauce we have here. And it is not going anywhere. No one has exposed me for being the underwhelming signee that I have been during this time. Instead, we are changing directions. You can catch me hosting Thursdays at 10 p.m., 560 After Dark. Now, would you like to – I got two things. I don't just come here with an announcement. I come with gifts.
Gifts?
I come with gifts.
Okay.
One of them being a mission statement.
What?
Our goal at 560 After Dark is to deliver the most unfiltered, unapologetic, and fiercely entertaining sports conversations on the web. Here is where passion meets profanity.
What?
And every hot take sparks a fire.
It sounds like you're just promising cussing on the internet.
Never know. You never know what you're gonna find.
It sounds like you're just gonna say bad words. Is that what your mission statement is?
A little bit of potty.
So
language.
I guess you're never having Zach Sealer on as a guest.
Can't have him.
He's not a true man. His word isn't oak.
Now
his word is croak.
Unfortunately, that's a point.
Point.
Wait, where did you come up with this mission statement?
ChatGPT. Totally ChatGPT. Yeah. On this show, we challenge the conventional. We embrace the controversial, and we look damn good while doing it.
Wow.
We invite you to join this live interactive experience. I say it's we, it's just me.
Okay.
Where expert analysis meets adult humor, and I put expert in quotations. Catch us Thursdays at 10 p.m. as we deliver the definitive late night sports fix for the next generation of fans. So you heard it here first, man. Thursdays, 10 p.m., no holds bar. Make sure you join us. I'm going to be very interactive. It's going to be an extension of 560. So all the great gifts and prizes that we give away on 560 WQAM, I'll have the same access to. You never know what you could potentially win. We got tickets to the improv. We got a lot of prizes, game shows. All the silly sauce that I incorporate in this show will be brought over there. And it wouldn't be a Frog Boy show.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't have a brand new intro.
I'm hurt, dog. Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no. Joaquin said dominate, and we not doing it. I put my heart in this, dog. Let's go, man. Let's go.
Hey, now let's jump into it. All of it takes is like mustache, like a mentor. We can dig through it, we can get to it. Talk like I'm under the influence, but I'm just doing what I've been doing. Trust me, I done been through it. It's a good play, and I've been through it.
That's a bop.
Ladies and
That's better than Drake.
You know, we have much more on 560 After Dark, so make sure you tune in.
JFig wants to know, how long is the show?
It's going to be an hour. But, right. You know, I'm gonna bend the rules sometimes. Maybe it's an hour and 10. Maybe I feel like putting my interview shirt on and getting out 45 minutes. You never know. You never know what's going to happen.
Entire stint here has been an interview shirt the last month.
Look, you know what? Just be happy that I'll have a shirt on because it's 560 After Dark.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It starts in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
If you go over an hour, we're going to cut you off.
That's wow.
Fair. That is fair.
How about that?
That is fair.
We'll take a break. More shenanigans on the other side. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to everybody. It's a Friday here. Want to let you guys know we got Stars and Strings. Our sister station, Kiss Country, is bringing back Stars and Strings, which features Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Truckman, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, and a whole lot more.
Truckman? Who's Truckman?
He's got that song, dude.
No,
he's got that song. I love my truck. I love my whiskey.
It sounds about right, but
what a bop.
That's how it goes, dude. That's Truckman's song.
I'll take your word for it, I guess.
But when it spills on the floor, it gets a little sticky.
It's true. It's true.
Anyway. If you guys want to win tickets to Stars and Strings, it's November 6th at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Text the word PLANE, P-L-A-N-E, PLANE, to 20357. Text PLANE to 20357. Tickets are on sale now at starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For information on the show, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. All right, Frog Boy.
Yeah.
I got Tommy Tobin here.
Yes.
This man and I love watching nature documentaries. Mm-hmm. And one of your favorite games I am very excited to play and allow him to play.
That's right.
Is the animal game. Now, for Tommy and for our audience, Frog Barker, would you like to please explain how this game works?
I would love to, Tommy. This is how it's going to go. I am going to play a sound. I will then give you a multiple choice option as to what you think that animal noise could belong to. You will select whoever gets it correct gets a point.
Simple enough?
I have a question. What happens if you don't know that animal sound?
He knows all the answers. He's the game show host.
Hold on. You know what? Okay. That is a valid point because, again, I do
make production. He actually doesn't know.
I do make production errors a lot, and I am liable to do so. So in the event that I, for some reason, mess up, JFig gets the point.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't make the rules.
All right. Fair enough.
I just enforce them.
Fair enough. All right, what is number, and who do we go in turn, Marcos, or is it anybody's to steal?
It is, let's go in turn. We'll give the Tobins a shot.
Okay.
And then we'll go with the at-home Hobnobbers.
The Leroy and Spirit Leroys.
Yes, indeed.
All right, fair enough.
Tobins and the Leroys.
I like it.
And Scooby.
And Scoobs.
And Scoobs.
All right, we're ready.
Let's start with something. We'll start with a softball here. You know, we'll get themes warmed up. You guys ready? Everyone listening?
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh. Yes, you're hearing that sound now.
Okay.
Very interesting sound. Is this
a parrot?
Wait, okay. Wait. Let's get our choices. Don't rush.
Okay. Sorry.
A parakeet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Or a cheetah.
Give it one more time. Let me hear it one more time.
A parakeet, a rabbit, or a cheetah.
Oh, listen. Hey.
Cheetahs
don't roar. Wait. Cheetahs don't roar.
Cheetahs don't roar. Wait. Can we pause for a second?
It's a cheetah.
Are we doing this in teams?
Did you not listen? You're the Leroy and Spirit.
No, I thought we were just doing turns.
It's Tobin versus Leroy's.
The Tobin's versus the Leroy's.
Okay. All right. What do you want? I'm going to give you final choice. But I just want to say as you. All right.
Okay. All right. He says parakeet. This is the sound one more time.
Oh, wait. I get it. It could be a cheetah, like a baby cheetah.
Mm. Okay, look, at the last second, you still have time to change your
final answer. Put your final answer in.
What's the final answer going to be? Parakeet, rabbit, or cheetah?
I'm going with cheetah.
Okay.
All right.
So parakeet's too easy.
Parakeet's too easy. Understandable.
I know when you said softball.
So, the correct answer is?
Just put a gun over here, because you know.
Cheetah!
Oh! Yes! Oh, you were right. It was a baby cheetah.
There we go. That's boom. Right. All right.
Okay, so we're starting off strong. Starting off strong. Right. Leroy's, check into the game here. Let's go ahead and start you off with the softball as well. You guys ready for this one?
Yep.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Why do you
gotta
give this one to us?
Blue Chew!
Hold on. I know.
Calm down.
That has to be a turtle.
Calm down.
Everyone, calm down.
The turtle's going.
Calm down.
Okay, go. What are the options?
Was that a tortoise? Was that a Yorkie, small dog? Or was that a porcupine?
What?
Porky Pine.
It's not our turn. Don't influence the team.
It has to be the first option.
We have a tortoise.
You think that's a tortoise?
No.
I
that's not a tortoise.
Off my ears.
We got a tortoise.
Tortoise has a deeper voice.
What?
Tortoise, a Yorkie.
But have you ever heard a porcupine?
I've never heard of porcupine.
I've seen documentaries of them.
Really? Of a porcupine?
Really?
Yeah, I'm actually not surprised by that, actually. I don't know who your father is.
Yeah, that's
true.
Jennifer?
Anyway, what do you say?
Porcupine.
Okay, we'll say porcupine. I just want this out of my ears.
Okay, that's fair. The correct answer is... porcupine!
Oh! Thank you, I influenced him. my fault.
But no, I know. Turtles have a deeper grunt than that because I saw one at the.
They have deeper voices.
You heard turtles grunt?
I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah,
I've only heard them speak to Master Splinter.
And they just hop on the back of Lady Turtle.
Oh. All right, calm down.
Calm down.
We're not
that class yet.
All right.
It's nature.
You guys ready for round two?
Round two.
Let's go ahead.
Before you apologize to Tommy.
Points. I apologize, Tommy. We'll count for double in this round. Ready?
Yes.
Let's hear your sound.
Whoa.
Wow, let's hear that again.
Okay.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, is that an alligator?
Okay.
We're done.
Is that a pig? A boar, to be exact.
A boar. Okay.
Or is that a deer?
Whoa.
Let's hear it again. Yeah.
Kind of feel like it's a boar.
A boar?
A boar. Look, I'm going to give you final answer. I'm just going to tell you that it's never the answer that you think is too easy. Mm. I feel like he's tricking us.
Mm.
This frog boy's he's tricky.
At first I thought it was an alligator, but then when he gives us the option, boar, I'm like, because let's say boars are exotic animals. Come on, we're doing this about exotic animals.
Exotic? Come on.
Alligator's pretty exotic. I mean, I know we live in Florida, but it's not many people are used to it like we are.
I know, I'm saying, but like a boar is a really exotic animal.
All right, so you're going to go.
They're not your average pig.
I'm giving you, that's fair. I'm giving you final answer.
All right, remember, we have boar, we have alligator, and we have deer.
There's no way it's a deer, but what happens if it ends up being a deer?
Mm. What do you want to pick?
Okay, I want, you know what? You convince me, alligator.
Whoa! Wow, you know what? That's a pretty bold move there. That's a pretty bold move. And you know what? We have some video footage here of the alligator. Let's see if that's what the alligator sounds like.
Mm. It's gotta be nighttime.
It is indeed an alligator!
Yeah! Wow.
That is correct.
Could you imagine being in the middle of the Everglades at night and that's what you hear?
No, because I would never be there.
What's crazy is he's making that sound with his mouth
closed.
Wait a
minute. So, I love the way Jennifer says, no, because I would never be there. But she would jump her tail in the ocean with the sharks.
Does not make sense. Does not make sense.
Yeah. I trust a shark more than I trust a gator.
Really?
She
said no, because sharks are
actually
more peaceful.
That makes no sense.
No, it's not all sharks. Yeah, right? Some sharks, you know, like they're chill, but like you know, other sharks can like a great white or like.
All right,
aggressive.
Pipe down, little Steve Irwin.
No, because you know what? Tommy Tobin is onto something, and he gets it.
Yeah. I think it's just, is it the swamp water that scares you? That scares you more than the salt water?
Hmm. Yeah, you can't swim in that.
Yeah. Also, murky. You can't see anything. And it's, no. I don't trust gators.
I like when they do on the nature documentaries and then they flash the eyes on the gators and they're all like little neon orange. Scary. Anyway, what do the Leroys have, Marcos?
Leroys, let's get your sound in. Ready?
They also blend into the water.
True. Let's hear it one more time. Now, is that a deer, a hippopotamus, or a lion?
Hippo.
A hippo.
Okay, wait. Let me hear it again.
What do you think?
Deer, hippo, or lion?
I'm gonna say lion. Yeah, you're tricking us.
So no. Leroys are split right now between lion.
Leroy?
Can we steal if they're wrong?
Yeah, no. Yeah, you can. Okay. Yeah, you totally.
All right, well, all right. Be ready.
All right.
I'm gonna. All right, we'll go lion.
All right.
But okay, go ahead.
All right, so their answer is lion. The correct answer given is, you guys aren't going to believe this one. It's a deer!
No!
What the hell?
Hey, watch your mouth.
Sorry.
It's true.
Sorry.
Hey, apologize.
Hey! Apologize. Hey!
Sorry.
What kind of deer is that with that little bitty old head?
That is a European fallow deer.
Wow.
You know what he's saying right now?
Yeah, what's that?
Why do I have these big antlers and my head is so little?
I really don't think he has a little head.
Strong neck.
It is.
It kind of sounds like a boar.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is the animal game. There well done, go. Frog Boy.
Thank you.
Probably the best game show in the business.
Congratulations to the Tobins, huh?
Yeah.
Congratulations, guys.
All right. We'll take a break. Final hour of the show coming on up. We got the mixed bag. We got to give our bet of the day. We got You're Dead to Me. All those and more as we come back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.